Honolulu Blue Kool-Aid drinkers, we are back in the house. This is Oakry, and I'm here with the Big Hughes.
What up, though?
We are here today talking about these free agents that are going to be on the market beginning of March, Hughes, that first week of March. So we got a few names, a few different positions we'd like to talk about right here. I'd like to talk about the position that everybody in Detroit is talking about. And I know we need help on the defensive side of the ball, but what would make most fans the most happy at this point is what we like to call, I don't even know if we know what it looks like anymore, but it's called a run game. Remember when we had number 20 back there?
Yeah, back in the
day. Doing some big things. Yeah, we haven't seen anybody since that can do anything. So let's talk some running backs right now, some free agent running backs. A few names I'll throw at you is we've got Carlos Hyde, Deion Lewis. I'm looking at Isaiah Crowell. And even a guy like Jeremy Hill, still only 25 years old. So out of those four names, pick one, give me your take on it, and would he fit in a Detroit Lions uniform?
Yeah. So when I look at those names, like, when I think of running back, we've kind of had, like, running backs the last couple years who have just kind of, like, played a part that haven't really been the guy. So if we're looking to replace our part players, our role guys, so to speak, we need someone who could be the guy. And when I look at those four guys, there's only really one that sticks out to me as somebody who can, you know, be the bell cow, so to speak, who can carry the load, and that's Carlos Hyde. I know he hasn't had the best numbers in San Francisco. Dude was a beast at Ohio State. He's got the build for it. You know, if I had to pick between those guys, I would pick him just based on the fact that, you know, I believe he's coming out of his rookie contract, so he's probably still 25, 26 years old, so he's got a good handful of years left. You know, Crowell to me is just, I don't know. I mean, he's okay. Deion Lewis, he's like, he's like Theo and Amir combined, so we're not getting anything different there. And Jeremy Hill, I mean, he had one productive year, but I don't know if, like, he's there. Like, I don't see the love of football when I watch him play. I see a guy who, likes to collect paychecks, go home, and not worry about it. But, you know, Carlos Hyde, play at Ohio State, go through that, to me, seems like the guy that I would pick out of there.
Can you hit on Crowell at all?
Yeah, I mean, he's okay. Like, I mean, I don't watch a lot of Cleveland Browns games. And I don't think many people do. So when I think of Crowell, I'm thinking about fantasy. And every time I see him on fantasy, I don't really want anything to do with him. So I feel like I would feel the same way if I was the Lions GM. It's just like, yeah, you know, he's kind of there just because he's the only one there. But I don't think I would consider him to be the guy.
Right. What do you think about Carlos Hyde's injury history?
I mean, it's there. You know how our history has been with running backs and injury history. I mean, it's obviously probably the biggest question mark for him. But if you can go with the incentive-based contract, I would think it would be worth it.
Okay. My quick takes on it are, like, looking at Isaiah Crowell, he's 25 years old. Like, say, he's been playing in Cleveland, which, even though it is Cleveland, like, they have had a decent offensive line. So it seemed like he was on the cusp this year, and then he just didn't get it done except for a few games here or there.
Yep.
So I really, every time I've seen him, I like his running style. I always felt like he ran hard, and he's a banger, which is what I feel like we need. I'm with you on Carlos Hyde, that he's got the pedigree, the talent. The injuries are an issue. The age is nice. You know, he's so young and has some tread there. So between Crowell and Hyde are probably my first two options. Deion Lewis, unless Matt Pat and Quinn know something I don't, I just think that he's a good player, but I don't think he's a good fit for Detroit. And that was interesting, your take on Jeremy Hill as far as, you know, maybe not wanting it, stuff like that. I got a different take. I mean, I think he's been not good for, I think, 2 years now. He's been slowly weeded out in Cincy, but to me, I'm looking at it here, I think he's 25. That first year, he was an absolute beast. And from what I know about him, which, again, I don't know his whole bio, but I think he's a guy that wants to be the lead guy again and wants the opportunity. And will he get that full-time in Detroit? I don't think so. But I think if he was given a hefty set of carries and was the go-to goal line back, I think that guy can still play. So,
yeah.
You know, I would put Hill in that mix. I would probably stack it of I'm probably going to stack at Crow at the top, just because you can probably get him a bit cheaper than Hyde, and because I think he's more of a banger. I guess I'll put Hyde second just based on talent. And then I'm going to put Jeremy Hill in there as a wild card of just saying maybe he needs a new set of scenery and maybe he needs a defined role, which is score touchdowns, get fourth downs, and when we give you the ball the other times, get north and south and make plays. So
yeah,
that's how I'd stack up the running backs.
Yeah, I like it. I think either any of those four guys, you know, could add something if that's the direction they want to go. If they want to have four running backs carry the load, then fine. That's you need to add somebody who can get first downs and not have to rely on old double Z to get them for us every time.
Right, and if you heard the Bob Quinn and Matt Pat today, they both kind of talked about what's a feature back or what does that mean. So it seems like they still want to go committee style. So no matter who we get, it's still going to come off the field for Theo. You know, Amir's still going to be mixed in. Like I say, today they really acted like Amir still. They want to find out. I mean, I don't agree. I think we kind of know what he is at this point, but they still seem to have hope that he could be a pretty impactful player. So we can only hope in that realm. So moving on from running backs, I know you had mentioned maybe wanting to talk about, again, your area of expertise, which is that O-line. So
yeah.
I'll let you throw out a name that you had told me about earlier if you want to talk about. I think it was the guard from Carolina.
Yeah, Mr. Norwell. So it seems to be like a trend, like, you know, last year and then, you know, with TJ and then also with Rick Wagner as far as signing guys to replace your offensive line. I know that we talked last cast about, you know, letting Swanson walk, you know, moving Glasgow over to center and finding a replacing a guard in the draft. And, you know, it's possible, but I also think, you know, if you want to build your run game and protect that arm back there, you might as well, you know, go for some big-time talent. And I think, you know, throwing a guy like, you know, Norwell into the mix with those other four guys, you have a superior offensive line, and, you know, that's like paying for an insurance policy. You want the cheap policy and hope you never have to use it, or do you want to pay the good stuff and know that when you need it, it's there? So I think you got to take the same approach when you're talking about your offensive lineman. And I think, you know, if you got some money to throw around, you might as well find yourself a, you know, Pro Bowl caliber guard to go along with your other guys.
Yeah, I'm just having a struggle with how much resources can, I mean, you can find guards in the late rounds. You can find, should be able to, I mean, we already have invested in four spots now, either with draft or with big money.
Yeah.
I feel like you got to be able to find somebody on the real cheap, either veteran or rookie, that can just fill that left guard spot. I'm totally not wanting to invest, but I also think that you're right. You know, you have to protect the quarterback. You have, but that doesn't always mean spending money, I don't think. So
yeah, I mean, with Swanson and not Swanson, but with Lang and Wagner, I mean, their cap number is anywhere between like 9 and 11 mil. So you're probably looking somewhere the same for a guard. So I guess you're right. I mean, you want to throw $30 million or, you know, $33 million on three guys on the offensive line. I mean, it's there to do if you want to, but most teams probably won't. But if they ended up doing it, I wouldn't be upset about it because that's what they need to hopefully help with the run game and protect Stafford. So
what I really want to do, though, is see that it pays off. Like, that's what this year is going to be all about. Like, if all the linemen that we paid for and Taylor Decker are healthy, I want to see him totally keep Stafford upright. And, hey, here's an idea. Maybe move somebody in the run game so we can actually get some short yardage, get some touchdowns on the ground, because I don't want to pay for this and not see a big payoff. Like, we need to really notice it next year that, hey, man, our quarterback's barely ever getting hit. And I just felt like that was nowhere to be found last year after the big investment. So,
yeah,
I don't mind investing, but I need a return on that investment for sure.